You're listening to the English language news of Kan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon and Moedim LeSimcha. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Thursday, April the 25th, 2024. This is Nomi Segal with the top news at this hour. A day after Hamas released a propaganda video from captivity of American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan, the Security Cabinet and War Cabinet are convening today for an update on the status of contacts with Hamas on a hostage release and ceasefire deal and preparations for an expected Israeli military offensive in Rafah in the Gaza Strip. A Kan reporter says Israel has already begun to draw up new frameworks that could serve as a basis for the negotiations with the terror group, which have hit an impasse. According to two informed sources, the IDF chief of staff and the Shin Bet security service chief discussed the matter in their talks yesterday in Cairo with the Egyptian intelligence chief. Earlier reports had said the Israeli security officials also addressed Egyptian concerns an IDF offensive in Rafah could set off a surge of Palestinians into Egypt. Families of hostages are demonstrating outside the Kiryat defense compound this morning, calling for an immediate hostage release deal and for ministers to meet with them. Kan reports that families of some of the hostages met this morning with the IDF chief of staff, Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi. They said they came away with the impression that these days are critical for the negotiations. Following the Hamas release last night of a video from captivity of American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan, his parents issued a call on leaders of all the parties who have been negotiating to date to seize the moment and get a deal done. The family's community also held morning prayers today at the hostages' family's tent in Jerusalem. The IDF spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, issued an English-language statement last night that until Hamas releases our hostages, the IDF will continue to pursue Hamas everywhere in Gaza. No stone will be left unturned in our efforts to find our hostages. Activists from the Tzav 9 movement and relatives of hostages overnight blocked intersections in southern Israel, preventing for some 8 hours the transit of trucks transporting humanitarian aid from Jordan to the Gaza Strip. The activists who were monitoring the convoy's progress blocked Tel Arad Junction. After security forces cleared that road, they moved on to other junctions. A Kan reporter says at only around 7 a.m. were the trucks able to continue to Gaza. The deputy to Gaza Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar says the group is prepared to lay down its arms as part of a ceasefire deal of 5 years or more, during which the Palestinians will establish a state in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. In an interview with the Associated Press, Halil Al-Haya said Israel is incapable of completely eliminating Hamas, and to date, he said, it has not destroyed more than 20% of Hamas capabilities. On day 202 of the war, the IDF continues to carry out strikes in the Gaza Strip. Two terrorists who tried to launch rockets at Israel were hit from the air. The IDF spokesperson said that in the past day, the IDF hit more than 30 terror targets in the northern and central Gaza Strip, eliminated several terrorists, and destroyed terror infrastructure. Kan reports, meanwhile, that terrorists in the northern Gaza Strip last night fired mortar shells at international humanitarian workers and UN representatives who were on a tour in the area. No one was hurt. The tour was stopped and the foreign representatives left the site. The aim was to review a port built in the area and a floating pier for aid. In the north, Israel Air Force aircraft last night struck Hezbollah observation posts, a military building, and terror infrastructure. The IDF spokesperson said IDF artillery also removed threats from South Lebanon in several areas. At the Western Wall in Jerusalem, thousands of Jewish worshippers attended the priestly blessing this morning, presided over by Israel's chief rabbis. A special prayer is also being offered for the return of the hostages. Meanwhile, in the north, this advisory for vacationers, several beaches along the Sea of Galilee are already reported to be at full capacity. Finally, the Magen David Adom Blood Bank reports that blood supplies are low due to a drop in donations during the holiday period. Magen David Adom calls on the public, especially individuals with type O blood, to donate. Information on where and when can be found on the Magen David Adom website. The weather outlook: extremely hot throughout the country. Cooler and more humid area will enter the region this afternoon, with haze developing mostly in the south. Tomorrow will be cooler but still hot for the time of year. Saturday cooler with a chance of local rain, mostly light. The maximum temperatures in the main centers: Jerusalem 35, Tel Aviv and Haifa 37, Beersheba and Eilat going up to 39 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.